Good afternoon. Can you hear me, Payne?
Yes, sir.
All right. Would you please state your full name, your ADC number for us for the record?
Gwendolyn Rose Morales, and my ADC is 299132.
Okay, Ms. Morales, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce the board members that will be conducting your hearing this morning, okay?
Okay.
To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line is the Honorable David Neal. In the middle, you have the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse, and my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel lead today. Also with us, representative of the Department of Corrections, as well as your parole officers, Mr. Turner. Ms. Morales, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
Yes, sir.
On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you. Do you recall receiving and signing that form? And are you going to represent yourself or did you hire an attorney?
I will be representing myself.
Okay. At this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay. Your hearing, Ms. Morales, will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will make a determination whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting?
I do.
Okay. The allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision, number 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to report in to your assigned parole officer within one working day, February 26, 2018, after your release, on or about February 23, 2018. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus she's absconded from supervision. Is that true or false?
That is true.
Okay. All right. Then based on the admission of Ms. Morales, I'm moved to find that she was illegal, that she did violate the terms and conditions of the supervision, and she may have lapses or about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree. Agree.
The motion by myself, second Ms. Rittenhouse, agree. Mr. Neal, and Mr. Quinones. Okay, Ms. Morales, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you in community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. Then we're going to go with some information with you, then receive any information you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Turner.
Ms. Morales was released from ADC custody on 2/23/2018 and arrested on 5/23/2018 by Tucson PD on new felony charges of possession of dangerous drugs, marijuana, drug paraphernalia, and new misdemeanor charges of driving on a suspended license. She's returned back to ADC custody on 6/4/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 9/20/2018 with 86 abscondes. Current conviction, 2015, commitment C, count 7, burglary 3rd degree, 2 years and 6 months. 2015, commitment D, count 1, secure, offense proceedings 1 year. Prior convictions, 2013, burglary 3rd degree, 6 months. 2014, dangerous drug violation, 1 year. This is her second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2.4. Mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 1. SDG information, she is a suspected white supremacist. Prior terms of supervision, 2015, TIS release, absconded for 78 days, arrested, revoked by BOEC. Disciplinary is moderate. Other arrests, there were other arrests, however, the charges were either dismissed or not filed. She has a GB score of G5V4. As far as the status of charges on her arrest, the case was dismissed.
Okay, Ms. Morales, when you were released on February 23rd, you were reported to your to the new solution as a proposed placement. And your last non-residence was at 269 East County, Arizona, in Tucson, Arizona. So what happened? What did you do when you were released?
So when I got released, I called my parole officer, Mr. Turner, and he had told me that I had until the next day to report.
Okay.
Later on that day, I called my mother in Tucson. My dad had passed away in December before I got released. I went to Tucson, and I know that was a violation of my parole.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Tucson to go to my father's ceremony, and when I seen how my family was, I just didn't come back. I didn't come back. Like, my family was gone, you know? They weren't the same.
What do you mean?
I mean, my little brother Joshua is now a heroin addict, and he almost OD'd in my arms before the day that I got arrested. I couldn't leave because I was the only one who was opening up to.
Okay. So you were released in February. You say your father passed in December?
Yes, but my mother had waited to have my father's ceremony until when I got out.
Okay. So
I paroled to Phoenix for a reason, to stay away from everything, but when I went to Tucson, I just couldn't leave. Not because of drugs or anything, but because of my family.
Okay, so although the charges were dismissed, what happened when, how did you come in contact with Tucson Police Department?
I guess they were following me from my dad's place because my boyfriend was in the alley looking suspicious. So TPD had already been watching him, and when I came through the alley to pick him up to go to the Quick Trip where we got caught, they had followed me there because he was looking suspicious.
Well, what was he doing to look suspicious?
He was in the alley with a backpack.
So what about the drugs and stuff?
The drugs were drawn into my purse. My purse was not on my person. I was in QT when the TPD officer came up to me and told me to stop what I was doing and follow him outside.
Yeah.
They went through my purse, they went through everything, and they found the drugs. And I looked at my boyfriend and I was like, what are those doing in my purse? And that's when he admitted that he had drew the drugs in my purse when he switched from the passenger seat to the driver's side seat.
Okay.
And that's why my charges didn't stick.
Okay, so what about your license being suspended?
I've never had a license, and yes, I was driving on a suspended license, but they dropped those charges.
Okay. So, Ms. Morales, have you been doing any drugs since you've been back in prison?
No.
Okay.
I've never done drugs while I'm in prison.
So the last time you were on a TIS release, you were suspended for 78 days. So you know the importance of maintaining contact with your PO, is that right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Let me see if the board has any additional questions for you. Seeing no questions coming from the board, Ms. Morales, we're coming up on a conclusion of your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board prior to us going into discussion?
I am currently in a second chance program on Piatua. I'm in minimum custody. I've been doing good. I haven't gotten in trouble since I've been here. And if you give me a second chance on parole, I will be residing at my sister's house, who is clean and sober, and only my nephew lives there. It's right down the street from the parole office. I have an address to go to, and I have so many resources from this program to get employment, to stay, to do good. And that's what I want to do. I plan on succeeding and getting employment when I get out.
So you're in the second chance program. How long have you been in that program?
I've been in this program for about a month now.
Okay. And they're working with you on finding some job referrals or things that you could do?
They have given me so many resources for employment and for clothing and housing and everything. The program is amazing. It's really amazing, but they've helped me a lot. I will not mess up if you give me a second chance.
Okay, Ms. Morales, the board's going to go into discussion. While we're in discussion, Ms. Morales, I'm going to ask you to stay on the phone so you can hear the conversation taking place amongst the board, and we'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. However, I need you to remain silent while you're on the phone, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, the board's now going into discussion. Mrs. Morales states that when she got out, she called her mom. They were having a dad's funeral that they had held the body. She said her father passed in December, and the mother held the body until February when she was released, February 23rd, which probably would have been almost like 2 months. But when she got home, the family was dysfunctional, and her brother was doing heroin, and she just got hung up while she was there, that she was with her boyfriend in Tucson when the police stopped her. And make a long story short, her boyfriend put some drugs inside of her purse, and when the police had caught him and arrested him, those charges were dismissed against her because the boyfriend, I guess, admitted that the drugs didn't belong to him. Ms. Morales says she's in a the second chance program now, where she's in the facility at DOC. She's been in that program about a month. She will be released on September 20th of 2018, which is about a month and a half or so from now. I think that if Ms. Morales is sincere about getting herself together, getting a job, and being able to stay with her sister, that she'd stay in the program until she was released in September, and hopefully she'll be a stronger person, not doing any drugs, be able to utilize the resources that she's been able to attain from the Second Chance program with the employment, clothing, and the things that they're doing to help her. But I think if she was to take the remainder of that time and stay in that program, that that would help her and help her be stabilized when she gets out. She won't be on any parole or community supervision, and she'll be free to stay where she pleases and hopefully get a job and be a productive citizen after that. That's my opinion. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Not hearing any comment, but I am going to move to revoke the community supervision of Ms. Morales, find that she was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, had lapsed, was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, and she did abscond for 86 days. We have no idea exactly what she was doing in that period of time, and did relapse and use drugs during the time that she was actually out. That would be my motion at this time.
Second.
Agree. Motion by myself, second Ms. Windhouse, agree Mr. Quinones, and agree Mr. Neal. Ms. Morales.
Yes, sir.
The board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on September 20th of 2018, a month and a half or so from now. That if you're in the Second Chance program now, if you can stay in that program, really work on getting yourself together in the direction that you're going to go. Strengthen yourself so that you will be mentally able to get out, be a productive citizen, get a job, and hopefully not use any drugs or have any negative contacts with law enforcement and have to come back before this board again, okay? That is going to conclude your hearing at this time, Ms. Morales. Thank you for taking the time to participate in your hearing today. Could you please put the CO3 back on the line?
Yes, sir. Thank you.